However you feel about last night's election, it's clear that something momentous happened. Now President-elect Donald Trump must figure out what he'll do about an array of domestic and international problems. He'll also have to deal with the 2 million strong federal workforce and policy at dozens of agencies. Joining me with analysis on that front, Robert Shea, former White House staff member and a fellow at the National Academy of Public Administration. And Robert, good to have you on this morning.
Thanks, Tom. You'll forgive me if I'm a little bleary.
Yeah, I think all of us were up late looking at cell phones and peeking under the, I had mine under the covers watching the maps to see what was happening throughout the evening.
And it was riveting.
It really was riveting. And, you know, from a federal employee standpoint, this might be the first time, it's the first time in a long time many have experienced a change in party like this. It's been 8 years. And what does it look like from inside when that's going to happen?
Well, if you're a member of the staff of the Immigration and Customs Enforcement, it looks pretty good. Things are rosy. But for many federal employees, it's not quite clear how what Trump has promised will be able to be implemented. He has suggested a hiring freeze implemented on day one of his presidency. That can mean a lot of things. That means do we leave hiring flat, or does he genuinely mean no one can hire for a period of time? If the latter is true, then that'll have a major impact on agencies' ability to accomplish their mission. Generally speaking, the Trump presidency doesn't really suggest a federal employee-friendly one, but all those policies, all that campaign rhetoric will have to be translated into concrete policy, and so it's really unclear what that looks like.
I mean, the nearest analog to this, and it's not a very good analog, but it's the closest one we can think of, is when Jimmy Carter lost to Ronald Reagan. And again, there's a lot of non-parallels there, but it was a major change of party and a surprising switch. And I think there was a hiring freeze on federal employees at that point, but it really didn't last very long.
Right. You'll recall that President-elect Reagan had run the state of California, one of the major economies of the world. So he knew about the machine of government. And though he did come with a pretty brash policy to reduce the size and scale of government, Donald Trump has certainly espoused rhetoric that is consistent with that. But again, not a lot of very specific policies on how that'll manifest itself when he takes over the reins of the executive branch.
Now, he has promised to rescind the many, many executive orders that have been issued by the Obama administration. A lot of them are concerning contractors, and a lot of them are concerning federal IT and acquisition policy. What do you think? Let's talk about contractors for a moment. What do you expect them to see?
It's uncharted territory. With a change in party, it's not uncommon to look pretty closely through the policies of the previous administration, and particularly those that you can rescind with the stroke of a pen. You want to do that with alacrity. And I'm sure there are teams working on the presidential transition who are going through that information to do just that. Its impact on contractors, really unclear. There are policies that Donald Trump has espoused that will require a great deal of contractor support. On the other hand, he does want to reduce spending, shrink the size of government. So that will certainly impact the business of government contracting.
And with respect to federal operations, agency operations, there's a lot of items that have been ongoing under Obama with respect to data center consolidation. I mean, really deep in the weeds kinds of things. The use of open source software, all of that whole complex of acquisition and IT things. What's your judgment on how those tend to survive from administration to administration?
If I had to guess, those kinds of things wouldn't get early scrutiny during the transition to a Trump presidency. But my abilities to predict, my confidence in my abilities to anticipate the future are quite humbled after last night. The transition team has been working diligently. It's my understanding that the Trump presidential transition is very professionally run. they're taking their duties extremely seriously. There are teams assigned to each agency that have been studying what policies and practices they need to take a look at on day one. Unfortunately, I was speaking with a senior transition official at the White House recently who said they weren't taking the prospects of a Trump presidency very seriously and so didn't really plan, didn't start dealing with the Trump transition teams. I think they're waking up to a new reality today. It's my understanding the agency transition teams, on the other hand, have in fact been dealing with both presidential transitions, taking their nonpartisan transition duties very seriously.
We're speaking with Robert Shea of Grant Thornton. He worked in the Office of Management and Budget during the George W. Bush administration. And if you are a federal program manager, put yourself in that perspective for a moment. What should you be doing now? Because you know in 3 months something is going to happen, but you're not sure what.
I think your head's down, getting things done as successfully as you can, proving that you're someone who can accomplish important objectives. The machine of government, a lot of it is not impacted by the policy debate that make the papers. So, my simple advice would be to, continue getting the job done, sharpening your skills if you're calling it program management, because that, no matter what party won the presidency, those skills are going to be in high demand. We've got enormous challenges. No matter what agency you're at or program you're working in, they'll demand real talent. So that would be my advice.
And let's look at it from inside OMB. I think sometimes people overlook the fact that there's a large career workforce in the Office of Management and Budget, and the political layer that changes is relatively small. And so what do you think it looks like from inside there this morning?
My guess is that you've got a workforce that is entirely dumbfounded by what the electorate handed them. I think, frankly, they're not that prepared for what they're waking up to this morning. And so they'll be scrambling, both from a political and a career perspective, to accommodate this new reality.
Now, the career workforce at OMB, aren't they maybe perhaps more used to being whipsawed on the political standpoint, at least, than perhaps people further out on the hustings at the agencies?
That's true, but whiplash of this kind is historical in its rarity. So again, I think people are going to be caught a little flat-footed, and they're going to have to make up ground to accommodate a new set of policy. I mean, the political leaders at OMB were intimate not only with their current bosses in the Obama administration, but also those in the Clinton administration. And I suspect they've got their relationship with the Trump officials, those are foreign. So they will have to establish those anew.
Robert Shea of Grant Thornton worked in the Office of Management and Budget during the G.W. Bush administration, a fellow at the National Academy of Public Administration. Thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you, Tom.